If you're stuffy and sneezy on an airliner, CDC wants you quarantined when you land. Workers at LAX want the city to mandate health care coverage. And AirTran pilots merge their union with ALPA. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, May 1st, 2009. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control are providing guidance for flight crews on airliners to deal with people who show signs of infection by the H1N1 virus, aka swine flu. The document is characterized as interim guidance. The virus is thought to be spreading from human to human, although it's not yet known how easily that happens. The CDC does acknowledge a likelihood that infective people have been traveling on international flights. CDC notes that when an ill passenger is identified, flight and cabin crews are required to report passengers who meet certain illness criteria to CDC quarantine stations. Those referrals are required for any passenger who exhibits two of these five symptoms: a temperature of 100 degrees Fahrenheit or greater if measured, or who feels feverish; a child who feels warm based on a report from a parent; a sore throat, a cough, or a stuffy or runny nose. The CDC expects crews to report passengers with two or more of those symptoms to the quarantine station of jurisdiction where the plane is expected to land. If I read this right, that means call it in while en route. This could get a little crazy. I don't think I've ever gotten off any airline flight without at least a runny nose. Counting the false alarms may get interesting. Despite the fact that the number of people suspected of infection with swine flu is minuscule compared to last year's death toll from the plain old seasonal strain we pass around every winter, the intense media coverage appears to be generating considerable public anxiety. A forthcoming report from the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy suggests over 5,000 workers at Los Angeles International Airport have no health insurance. On Wednesday, about 100 of those workers paraded through the Tom Bradley International Terminal, wearing face masks and carrying picket signs reading, "I need health care." They also signed a petition calling on the city of Los Angeles to set standards for airport employers to ensure family health care for all airport workers, who complain their contact with thousands of travelers every day puts them at risk of exposure to disease. About 1,700 pilots with AirTran have voted to merge their National Pilots Union into the much larger Airline Pilots Association. In turn, the merger was approved by the ALPA's board Wednesday at its quarterly meeting. ALPA President Captain John Prater commented, quote, "AirTran pilots have demonstrated impressive solidarity with their vote, and they have set a high bar of union participation. They bring with them firsthand experience of pilots who have courageously and diligently combated their management's effort to bargain a concessionary agreement. We look forward to working together to secure the fair contract they deserve," unquote. AirTran has struggled with losses brought on by high fuel prices in 2008 and has been at odds with its pilots over pay and benefit concessions even longer. Up next on ANN, Cirrus increases production as sales begin to thaw. ATP will open two new flight training centers on Monday. And Iraq orders $60 million worth of helicopters from Bell. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for May 1st. I'm Paul Plack. How about some good news? Cirrus Aircraft told its employees this week it's increasing production as sales show signs of rising off the bottom of the slump. In his memo, CEO Brent Wouters observed, quote, "The introduction of the new model year lineup in early January, including Fiki, Cirrus Perspective by Garmin Across the Line, X Edition, and more, have us very well positioned in the marketplace. Targeted production output will continue to be determined on a month-to-month basis, as this flexibility allows us to favorably position the organization to meet market fluctuations," unquote. Production is being increased from its low of 3 or 4 aircraft per week back to 6 for now. It's not clear yet how many recalls of furloughed workers, if any, will result. Wouters notes that because, in part, of recent efficiency gains in the company's manufacturing process, the step up in production, quote, "will result in minimal impact to direct labor headcount," unquote. Another harbinger of an economic springtime will come Monday in Charlotte, North Carolina, where nationwide flight training provider ATP will open its newest location. The new center will be located at the Concord Regional Airport and will offer single and multi-engine flight training from private through ATP, including the company's Airline Career Pilot Program. Jim Kozarski, ATP's VP of Flight Operations, notes that the recession's downward pressure on prices, combined with the convenience of the new locations to previously underserved training markets, is proving popular. Quote, pilots are responding by taking advantage of our temporary low prices to add that multi-rating or fly that glass cockpit airplane they've been thinking about for a while, unquote. ATP has another new center opening in Tampa on Monday, with two more scheduled to open in Indianapolis and Oakland by year's end. Textron's Bell Helicopter Division reports receiving a $60 million contract to supply 24 of its Model 407 helicopters for eventual use by the Iraqi Air Force. The platform was selected by Iraqi military officials. The helicopters will be built at Bell's commercial aircraft manufacturing facility in Mirabel, Quebec, then delivered to the U.S. Army for militarization to meet the specs of the Iraqis. Initial deliveries are expected to begin later this year. Bell says its 407 is its most popular commercial product. The type has accumulated more than 2.3 million hours of service in applications including law enforcement, medical evacuation, offshore support, and executive transport. Still ahead, Embraer reports an ugly but not unexpected first quarter. Diamond's DA-42 is being used to hunt landmines. And airlines protest Joe Biden's suggestion that customers stay away. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, May 1st. I'm Paul Plack. Embraer reported its first quarter 2009 results this week and says it lost $23.4 million on net sales of about $1.1 billion U.S. The company blames, quote, cancellations of some of the firm orders of its executive aviation backlog, as well as deferrals of deliveries scheduled for the commercial aviation segment, unquote. As a result, the company's firm order backlog on March 31st was down 5.7% from the 2008 year-end level, for a new total of $19.7 billion. In February, the company announced it was cutting about 20% of its workforce worldwide, including elimination of one entire management level. You can find more detail on Embraer's quarterly numbers and more detail on most stories you hear today in this AeroCast in text form at aero-news.net. Diamond Aircraft Industries has found a new niche for its DA-42 Twinstar. The DA-42 MPP, as in multi-purpose platform, has turned out to be a successful platform for aerial detection of landmines from 500 feet AGL. The company says its MPP, equipped with one laser scanner and two SPECIM hyperspectral sensors, performed well in detecting mines and other explosives in cooperation with the Austrian military. Diamond says MPP has been equipped with a variety of sensors for use in surveillance and reconnaissance in Africa, South America, Europe, and Iraq. CEO Christian Dries commented, quote, we are very happy to have soon a unique solution to one of the world's dirtiest problems. There are still millions of mines and explosives that have to be eliminated in various countries, unquote. I have a feeling we're about to find out just how badly new pilots want to build hours for the airlines. And finally, after months of vilifying corporate executives who use business aircraft, the Obama administration is proving itself to be an equal opportunity economic wet blanket. Vice President Joe Biden, who's admitted he sometimes puts his foot in his mouth, commented yesterday that he is advising his family to stay out of airplanes and subways. Quote, I would tell members of my family, and I have, I wouldn't go anywhere in confined places now. When one person sneezes, it goes all the way through the aircraft, unquote. Notwithstanding any grain of truth in that statement, the airline industry was not amused at the suggestion the traveling public stay away in even greater numbers from airliners which already have too many empty seats. Air Transport Association President James May sent Biden a letter expressing, quote, extreme disappointment at your suggestion that people should avoid air travel, unquote. American Airlines protested that, quote, The facts of the situation at this stage anyway certainly don't support that, unquote. Reuters reports that by yesterday afternoon, Elizabeth Alexander from Biden's office was attempting to clarify the statement, saying it's consistent with the administration's advice to avoid unnecessary air travel to and from Mexico. She then tried to spin the comment as having been intended only for people already infected. Quote, if they are sick, they should avoid airplanes and other confined public spaces, such as subways. This is the advice the vice president has given family members who are traveling by commercial airline this week, unquote. Would somebody please do the vice president a favor? Just grab the shovel before he winds up in China. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, the second and concluding part of Piper CEO Jim Bass's look ahead through a troubled economy. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Odeo, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a clear and unlimited day.